Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
The Thanksgiving season is near, and yet for many families in the U.S., the economy gives little to be thankful for. At this year's dinner, they'll have to do without many of the fixings and blessings of years past. These days, nearly 42 million Americans receive monthly help from the federal program once known as food stamps. Today, it's SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Now, some cities are also trying to help. Eloise Jessica Elise Smith went shopping with some people receiving SNAP benefits, trying to balance a healthy diet with limited incomes.
On a recent afternoon, the farmer's market in Boston's Copley Square is bustling with energy.
You want me to load that bag up for you?
Today, a group from the Boston Living Center is on a field trip.
We decided to come to the market today to learn how to use the food stamps and also use the Boston Bounty Bucks.
Amber Hansen is the Boston Living Center's registered dietitian. She organized this outing to help the center's HIV-positive members shop for produce using Bounty Bucks, the city's program that doubles federal SNAP benefits. It's a dollar-for-dollar match up to $10.
Do you want some cauliflower, or are you good?
How much is this?
$4 a pound. You could roast it with olive oil and garlic and salt if you just chop it up and then put some oil on it. Do you have olive oil or canola oil even? Both of those are healthy, good fats.
Hansen gives Carlos tips on how to choose and cook his produce. For Carlos and others living with compromised immune systems, fresh fruits and vegetables are especially important for their nutrition. Janet's another member of the Boston Living Center.
When you're living with HIV, even though now with the medicines, a lot of people are living longer, but it's very important to take care of yourself. Good nutrition is kind of a way to fight back.
But fresh produce can be prohibitively expensive. Boston Bounty Bucks is trying to make healthy food more attainable for low-income residents. Edith Murnane is Boston's director of food initiatives. When I visited her at her office in City Hall, she told me this program is all about accessibility.
Farmers markets are a really interesting way to get fruits and vegetables into the inner city. I'm not only talking about physical accessibility, but it's really economic accessibility. And the Boston Bounty Bucks really gets at that.
The program also helps out farmers.
It makes it economically viable for a farmer to come to the inner city. It makes it economically feasible.
There are now 21 farmers markets that participate in the program. Murnane says this shows the city's strong commitment to public health. The program is helping the city's farmers markets accommodate SNAP users by providing grants for new technology. Lee Piper is the assistant farm manager at the Copley Square Market.
We have a wireless terminal here at the market, so we can take your EBT card and swipe it through.
The terminal logs on to each person's SNAP benefits and matches up to $10 in Bounty Bucks. Piper shows Living Center members how to use their electronic benefit transfer, or EBT cards.
So I swipe this, and now you need to enter your four-digit PIN number. Okay.
Piper hands Carlos his receipt and counts out 20 Bounty Bucks.
16... 17, 18, 19, and 20. So that's what you can spend.
All right.
Okay.
Armed with his 20 Bounty Bucks, Carlos decides what to buy.
What I would like to buy, se llama color green. I love romaine lechuga, lettuce.
Carrying bags of lettuce, collard greens, onions, and mushrooms, Carlos gets in line to pay.
Do you want me to load that bag up for you?
$13.75 is your total.
Gracias. Thank you.
So the Bounty Bucks are a big help.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this, right?
This is like, for me, it's $7. 50% discount. $20, $10. And I'm more positive that I come back more often.
That's exactly why Boston sponsors Bounty Bucks, to have customers return to the market throughout the growing season and eat more fruits and vegetables. The program has become a model for other cities. Farmers markets around the country are starting to add EBT stations, and a few other programs offer financial incentives. The goals are the same, to improve health and nutrition in traditionally underserved populations.
How many pounds is that?
This is one.
For Living on Earth, I'm Jessica Elise Smith.
So we could just get a couple?
They really are.
Coming up, a novel way to protect groundwater. That's just ahead on Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.